1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Guitar.
Not only could he pick that thing, that guy could design a missile that could take out a grasshopper 700 miles away.
What a brain.
I don't think it's a grasshopper. All right.
Skunk Baxter.
I get your point.
Thank you. I knew you would. Those you keeping track?
I'm using a missile to take out a grasshopper. Anyway.
Is it day five?
It's day three, Carrie. That's why I do this. Third round of your gym class horror stories.
All right, here we go. We played floor hockey in gym junior and senior years. Our gym teacher and our varsity track and JV football coach made the mistake of playing with us one time. He was repeatedly checked into the bleachers and had many of the plastic sticks broken against his shins.
Wow.
He never played again.
God.
And I believe a number of classmates had to buy replacement sticks due to the number broken.
And no one got attention?
Or
right.
Wow. If I'd have tried that, I'd have been cooked.
I don't think the kids like me.
We would have never done that to Mr. Geraci.
Eighth grade, we had square dancing. Eighth grade. Gym was also after lunch, so my eighth grade self said, sure, to four hot dogs.
Oh, God. Oh.
Went to gym class for square dancing and got partnered with the school beauty queen.
Yep.
Oh, things were going so well.
I didn't have a chance to use the bathroom before class. Start the dance, and she touched my arm, and I threw up on the floor.
Yep. Get the sawdust.
No more hot dogs and hot chicks for me. In college, I took tennis as a class. The first class was spent in the gym learning how to hold the racket and how to do a forehand and backhand and hit a tennis ball against the wall. We all lined up on some lines on the gym floor. Someone either had a wild backhand or they were too close to the next person. When they practiced their backhand, they hit the girl next to them in the mouth.
Ouch.
She started crying, flowing blood from her mouth to the floor.
Yep. Just got up. Looking forward to that tennis unit.
Oh, I bet that really hurt. Big old metal racket.
In middle school, we had to go through the track and field unit. I was exempt from a lot of the activities due to being legally blind.
Wow.
Sounds fair.
Right, but exempt from a lot, but not all, because...
Well, read on.
Wondering how well this person can see.
Really, does that card cover this unit as well? I think it does. I'm legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
One day we had a sub, and it was on hurdle day. As the rest of my class lined up to start running hurdles,
I can't do this. I'm blind. Get in line.
I started running laps around the gym as I usually do when I am exempt from an activity. I was just about to start my second lap when the sub came over and told me to get in line for hurdles,
yep.
And the activity was not optional. I tried to explain to the sub that I cannot do this activity due to my visual impairment.
Right.
But halfway through trying to explain this, the sub cut me off and threatened to send me to the principal's office if I didn't stop making excuses. Me, always fearing what would happen if the school called home to my parents, did as I was told. When it was my turn to go, I took off just like we were told to do. And did not even come close to clearing the first hurdle.
I mean, come on.
But luckily for me, it was short enough to only trip me up, and I just kept going. When I got to where the second one should be, I did not even see it, so I fell over it.
Can you imagine watching this as another student?
Can you imagine watching it as the teacher going, maybe they are blind?
When I fell, I wound up hitting the gym floor with a thud and slid right into the wall. I was taken to the nurse's office later that day with nasty bruises from hitting the wall where they wall, and then they called my parents, who were livid, and yelled at the school for making the kid with the
good
visual impairment jump hurdles.
Yeah,
I was told next time to go to the office and don't listen to the sub.
Didn't want to make any waves.
Well, she tried to explain, but was cut off.
You know what? You know what substitute teachers hear every time they're in a classroom?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Because they're the ones that students experiment on.
With glee.
It was a beautiful spring day in Ozaukee County. The birds were chirping, and the year was 1991. I was a sophomore in high school, and our gym class was going to take place outdoors. That day, we were going to learn how to golf. Mm-hmm. Which you can just do in a gym class.
45 minutes, you're a golfer now.
It wasn't something I ever had interest in learning. However, it got me outdoors for 45 minutes that day, so great. I was practicing my golf swing, and when out of nowhere, I felt a sharp pain near my very private area. And I screamed. My girlfriends asked me what was wrong and if I was all right, and I whispered in horrific pain that it felt like something very sharp stabbed me under my shorts and it was throbbing. Our class was co-ed, so I had to make sure to keep my cool around the boys who were wondering what the heck was going on. I walked swiftly over to my gym teacher, a female, and whispered something bit or stung me under my shorts. She excused me from class to go to the nurse's office, where I was given a ice pack.
Oh.
Got me out of the next two classes, which I didn't mind. I never got stung by another one of those until 2023.
Oh.
Hope it wasn't in the same place.
Quite a run. Without.
Let's see. At my elementary school, we would have a PE show at night once a year. Physical education show.
Really? You had to go sit through that as a parent?
Mm-hmm. The sixth graders would get the biggest part of the show and were the only ones to do individual gym exercises. Every kid waited for their chance to be the sixth graders and to do all the fun activities the rest of the kids did not get to do. When I was finally in sixth grade and was going to be my turn. However, this year, they were also having an inner-city kids double Dutch jump rope team come in and put on a display at the beginning of the show. During their routine, they called on our gym teacher, Mr. G, to participate. He jumped in, started skipping rope. All of a sudden, his foot landed in the track. The stage doors slid on.
Oh, sure, I get it. Yep. Oh, Mr. G.
His ankle snapped, and he went down in a heap.
Yeah.
Upon trying to stand, he realized he was unable to. Seems he completely messed up his ankle and banged his head when he fell. Mm. The ambulance was called, and after what seemed like an hour, they were wheeling him out on a stretcher. Being the 80s, it was decided that the show goes on. However, many of the events were cut out, including the ones I signed up for, and we did not get to do our big finale either.
Man, Jip.
Very disappointing show for the kids, but even worse for him. He ended up missing most of the school year after having ankle surgery, and his substitute was not nearly as much fun as Mr. G. To this day, I refuse to jump rope.
Man. Well, you see,
waited all that time to be the sixth grader.
Right.
But did you see how we moved up there instead of calling the gym teacher's parents to come and get him?
Right.
They had just called the ambulance.
Finally.
Yeah.
It wasn't the 70s.
And this one. In junior high, I was still a skinny, weak kid who was not athletic. We had a session in gym on football. I was just trying to keep my head down and survive when the gym teacher grabbed me by the shirt collar and said, Get in there and mix it up or I will fail you. So on the next down, I found myself in an out-of-body experience. The runner with the ball was going past me, and I just stuck my arm out and clotheslined him.
Oh.
That's mixing
that
it up.
That used to be legal.
Yeah. Putting him on the ground made me feel pretty good, but the kid who I tackled got up and said, "You're a dead man."
Yeah, learn to play the game, kid. You got tackled.
Yeah, I can. After the game, we were in the shower, and the kid I tackled came up behind me and pushed me into the wall. I turned around and got punched in the nose, falling naked and bleeding to the floor.
Naked and bleeding.
He left me alone then, and I washed up and went over to my locker. Standing by my locker, I was trying to open the lock, and I saw and felt a drop of blood run down my nose, and it dripped onto the kid next to me, who was a beast of a kid.
Oh, my God. Is this round two?
Muscles upon muscles, and I instantly thought, I'm getting my butt kicked again. He looked up at me and said, "Is this your blood?" "Yes, I'm so sorry. Who did this to you?"
Oh.
I told him, and he got up, wiped the blood from his massive forearm, and said, "I'll take care of it."
Woo-hoo, yes.
He went over and proceeded to beat the daylights out of the kid that I had clotheslined. He came back and said, "Don't worry, he won't bother you again."
Wow, nice one, dude. Thanks,
that's
man.
That's a happy end, kind of. Well, unless yeah. you, it is a happy ending.
Yeah, storyteller's point of view.
Yeah. The other guy's going, I don't know what happened, man.
Wow.
This giant comes over, beats the hell out of me. I'm putting my underwear on.